you've just been rejected, you've just been either told, no, you're not the right one, we're going with someone else, or you're hearing an infinite length of radio silence. Well, we have good news for you. It is not the end of the road. And my conversation with executive search professional Liz Kapantz brings some terrific insights to get you back on the horse. Let's listen into the conversation we had as we recorded our upcoming episode of the Career Transition Experts.
So that's one in a million types of opportunities that said no to you. So think, you know, that have that mentality. It's just one no in a whole sea of potential yeses. Yeah, and the other recommendation I would have, Jonathan, as through the referral and the networking, whether it's a, you know, informal interview conversation or formal, the more you do this through that network, it gives more confidence for that formal interview. Do you see what I'm saying? When you're chatting about someone and you're with someone about what you do and your expertise, you're gaining that confidence. So the more you can get into that networking piece, it really sets you up to be able to deal with the potential rejection of a formal interview because you have more confidence. Does that make sense?
The wider your network, the wider your safety net, like your network, yeah. Right? The calmer you could be about each situation, because really builds confidence that there are so many more. Yeah, it's a really good message, Liz.
You can find the full conversation we had on this subject right here on the Career Transition Experts.